All right. This is going to be a comedy routine. Sean asked me yesterday, Zach, you're going to do one of your comedy routines for us? I was like, yeah, sure. Thank you. He was like, yeah, even if nobody else laughs, I find them hilarious. And I'm like, thank you. It's great to be here today. First, I'd like to start with a show of hands. Who here thinks that Stan Lee should not take a razor to his face until we see him again next year? All right, I'm not saying you should take Nazarite vows, but maybe think about Nazarite vows. It's great to have our Canadians here this year, but I know we all do miss our president, Donald. I think I speak for all of us saying that. He needs to come back next year. We need our president. I'm also very disappointed in the weather this year. It's way too warm. I was looking forward to participating in my favorite traditional northern winter sport, which is quietly laughing at cold southerners. Please don't tell my girlfriend I said that joke. She's from Virginia. No, you know, like if a northerner annoys a southerner, they say, oh, bless your heart. If a southerner annoys a northerner, we say, hey, come visit us in January sometime. Don't tell her I said that one either. She's visiting in a week and a half. No, just so you understand, all of you are southerners to me. I mean, maybe not Kristen, because she's in Maine for some reason. I know the Ketanchis used to live in New Hampshire, which is respectably northern, and now you live in Boston. That's basically Florida. Come on. You betrayed us. And the Canadians, of course, they're north. They're north. And I think we should all thank them for coming here when we know they could and should be hibernating right now. So as I've already obnoxiously alluded to twice, I do have a girlfriend, and we've... It's not that... It's a miracle! Thank you. We've been dating since late September, and of course this makes me an expert on relationships. So there is going to be a non-optional morning workshop tomorrow I'll be leading about, you know, marriage advice. I want to offer some advice, though, more to the men, about signs now, something I've thought about since I've been in a relationship, signs that maybe one shouldn't be in a relationship. For example, you probably shouldn't be in a relationship if she asks you to write a song about her, but then when you sing it for her, she starts acting bored or uncomfortable by minute 23. You probably shouldn't be in a relationship with her if you ask her what you mean to her and she can't stop laughing. Experience. You probably shouldn't be in a relationship if every time she wants to go out, she just wants to dine and dash, and then you get stranded when the waiter doesn't have his own car. You maybe shouldn't be in a relationship if your biggest shared interest is taunting your parents with your obvious incompatibility. You probably shouldn't be in a relationship if when your parents and her parents met for the first time, within hours, the old countries had severed diplomatic ties. You probably shouldn't be in a relationship if she's constantly flirting with your best friend by, like, putting her arm around him and calling him pet names and never really having noticed you in the first place. Probably shouldn't be in a relationship if you tell her how you feel about her and she's like, oh, you shouldn't have. Probably shouldn't be in a relationship if you ask her how work's been lately and she starts talking about how happy she is lately with this coworker named Dow Jones. You probably shouldn't be in a relationship if you take her out dancing and she turns out to be a clumsy oaf who keeps accidentally stepping on your face. Experience. You probably shouldn't be in a relationship if you live hundreds of miles apart at the moment because she's in Fiji on her honeymoon. So, speaking about trips to faraway islands, I want to share something with y'all that I'm very happy to say, which is I'm going on a missions trip. See, I was watching television and seeing an ad for, like, this luxury airline, seeing all the rich people on it, and you could just tell how complacent they are, that they didn't have any deep meaning in their lives, and I thought, I want to reach out to them. So I'm going on a missions trip to the South Pacific island nation of Kiribati, and I'm going to be witnessing to all of those wealthy tourists. So this is going to cost me about $250,000 to get there, but, you know, we're going to put the money to good use. And I'm sure you would all love it if I paid for you to go on a vacation. So why don't you love me as you love yourself? I'll be taking checks at the back later on. I'd love it if you could open your hearts and open your wallets. I'm going with this group. It's called Awesome Harvest Missions Team. Used to be Awesome Harvest Country Club, but we changed to that last board meeting. And so what I love about them is they're not too focused on like just promoting specific doctrines. Like what they're great at is just throwing up orphanage buildings like nobody's business. I can tell you last year in another island nation, Tuvalu, nearby, they built 5,000 orphanages on just one of the islands. That's a multiple of all the kids that are on that island. It's really money well put to use. And of course, I'm not afraid to say that some of that money that you'll be giving to me will be so that I can go zip lining and scuba diving on my missions trip, because the most important part of missionary work is self-care. If you're not having the time of your life on a missions trip, what's the point? I'm going to conclude with one joke that I heard at a service, an Orthodox Jewish Yom Kippur service from some friends of ours. I'm Jewish. I can tell Jew jokes. Let's be clear about that. So there's this little shtetl in Ukraine. For you Gentiles, that's a small town in Eastern Europe with Jews. And they have two young girls who are becoming of marriage age, but they don't have any marriageable young bachelors in the town. So they send a letter out to a faraway town in Moldova, saying, we have two young girls, we want to get married, send your finest young bachelors over to us. And so they do, they send a caravan with these two young bachelors. And on the way, they get attacked by Cossacks, and they kill one of the young bachelors. So the caravan shows up, they've only got one young man, and the families of these two girls start fighting over which of them is entitled to have this bachelor for their daughter. And they can't resolve it, so they take it to the local Rebbe, and they bring it before him, and the mothers of these young girls make their cases with passion and ardor. And the Rebbe thinks about it, and he says, all right, I tell you what you do. You take the young man, and you cut him in half, and give one half to each girl. Now one of the mothers of the girls says, oh no, that's horrifying, no, just give it to her. And the other one says, no, this sounds reasonable. And so the Rebbe points to the woman who is comfortable with cutting him in half, and he says, you are the true mother-in-law. Thank you all. You've been great. I'll be here till Sunday. Good night, Woodstock.